Okay, so Rebbe said, what we're going to do today is give a brief introduction to Ksamim. To the best of my ability, like you, I'm fasting today, and sometimes when we fast, we don't always have the same focus, so we'll try to do the best we can. Rambam Paskins, in Perek Tes of Isurei Bia, Halacha Aleph and Beis. Halacha Aleph is that a woman is only Tamei in that Torah, both by Nida and by Zava, when there's a Hargasha. And she's Tamei Mikano Lahaba, and if there's no Hargasha, and she finds Dam on the Bedika, Lefnim Beprozdar, it's Becheskas, Shebaba Hargasha, Kamosha Be'arnu, Zuk the Rambam, then there's a Chazaka, that the dam came behargasha. So according to the Rambam, dam on the patika is a chazaka that it came behargasha. Midivrei sofrim, kol haruah akesem dam al besara o al begadeha, afal pi shelo hirgisha, vafal pi shebotka atzma v'lo matzadam hareizu tameya, uki ilu matzadam lefnim bibesara, v'tumazu besafek shema kesem ze midam hecheder ba. Zuck the Rambam, that midivrei sofim, if you see a kesem, either on her basar or on her begadim, although there's no hargasha, she still is temeya, but it's only temeya misafik because maybe the dam came from the cheder. Right? In other words, we're not sure where this dam came from. Did the dam come from the uterus, or did the dam come from the outside? So zuck the Rambam, she's temeya misafik. The Kesef Mishnah asks, he says, what do you mean? It's not a suffik, it's a sveksveka. No? Why is it a sveksveka? It's a sveksveka because the suffik migufa, suffik shalom migufa, maybe the blood is not from her at all. Maybe the blood came from somewhere else. And imtun salomar, it's migufa, suffik min hacheder v'tame, suffik min ha'aliyah v'tahar. Right? And imtun salomar, it is mi gufa, it's a suffix if the dam came from the cheder or from the aliyah. So that's the Kesef Mishnah's kasha, that it's a svek sveka. And the Kesef Mishnah gives two answers, that although it's a svek sveka, still the chachamim are machmir because nida is an iser chamor. Now that's like a wild type of answer. Apparently, he's choshesh that there's some iser kares involved, no? And therefore, it's an iser chumr. Right? Whether there's an iser kares after chumr de Reb Zeira really depends on how we understand the chumr de Reb Zeira, no? If chumr de Reb Zeira is a genuine concern that maybe this tipas dam that came out actually makes her a Zava Gedola, so then, okay, there is a real Isser Kares. If, however, Chumra de Reb Zeira, right, we had three possibilities, no? Either it's a Chshash, how do we say it? A Gezeira, or Chumra de Reb Zeira is a Chumra, Ba'alma. Rav Salvechik felt within the Rambam, it's Damas HaYachumra, which means that they decided to be Machmir, but it's not really a potential Isser Kares, no? The Kesef Mishnah over here, answer one, seems to be against the Yisod that the Rav said. Is that Muskam? Right? What the Rav is saying is that for the Rambam, Chumra de Reb Zeira, Stam Azay Chumra, so if it's Stam Azay Chumra, I don't think there's any possibility of an Isser Kares. And the Kesef Mishnah, he doesn't say the word Kares, but I'm assuming that's what he means. He says it's an Isser Chumor. I assume that's what he means. That's answer one of the Kesef Mishnah. Yes, Yoni.
The Rambam here isn't just explaining Ksamim with regard to its relation to Chumra de Reb Zeira, right? He's discussing
the Rambam over here doesn't really talk about Chumra de Reb Zeira.
Why do we have to get out to Chumra de Reb Zeira?
Well, how do you potentially have an Isser Kares after Chumra de Reb Zeira? But a woman finds a Kesef.
Why are we bringing
Chumra de
Reb Zeira in
there
right now? I mean,
if not for Chumra de Reb Zeira, so then maybe she's Tameya for 7 days, maybe she's Tameya. Right? But No matter, I'm just saying like this. She sees one drop of blood without hargasha. Right? So in the worst case scenario, right, it's a chumrat Reb Zeira situation. And if the chumrat Reb Zeira itself never has an Isser Kares, how can the Kesef Mishnah tell me that there's an Isser Kares? Or an Isser Chumor, whatever he, that's what he calls it.
We'll also be talking about a case in which we see a single drop on a baguette, and we consider it's during Yemei Nidah. And the Kesef Mishnah says that since there's an Isser Kares, there's no Isser Kares during Yemei Nidah.
Hey, but the point is, we know that halacha l'maisa, we treat the tum of ksamim like chumrat Reb Zeira. And the Kesef Mishnah, I'm just saying that the Kesef Mishnah is worried that there's an Isser Kares. It's hard. It's hard to get to an Isser Kares. Okay, point one. Point two in the Kesef Mishnah is Od Yesh Lomar, that push comes to shove, this woman has nothing to be tola on. She never walked in a shuk shel tabachim. So we assume that it's only one safek, not a svek sveka. Right? In other words, what are you saying? The blood didn't come from her? Why on earth would you say that the blood didn't come from her? Okay. Now, what's interesting about this Kesef Mishnah is, I find Ksubas Daf Tes really hard. I think everyone finds Ksubas Daf Tes very hard. But a few points. Kesef Mishnah's bothered that should be a Svek Sveka. Now, usually a Svek Sveka has to be that each Suffek is independent, right? In this case, the two Svekos that the Kesef Mishnah is developing, either suffix one is the blood came from her or it came from someone else. Suffix two, it came from her makar or it came not from the makar. Both of those svekos is really the same. The suffix is the dam tame or not tame. Hey, isn't this like a shame echad thingamajinga? Thingamajinga is like a technical term. But like, it's a shame echad, l'cha'ora. Right? What's the svek sveka? The suffik one, is the blood from her or not? Suffik two, is the blood from her uterus or not from her uterus? Right? It's the same. Right? Whether the dam is me'alma from somebody else, or whether the dam is from her guf, right, l'cha ora, it's still a svek sveka. It's still the same suffix. It's the same suffix. That's really the kash on the Kesef Mishnah. Okay, it's a kasha. So there are a few ways to answer this kasha. The dear beloved Sidrei Tahara, no, Sidrei Tahara and Os Beis comments that he thinks. And the Lechem V'Simla in Os Gimel says the same thing, that the Rambam there in Ksubas Daf Tes does not hold that you need what's called the Svek Sveka HaMishapech. This idea that the Svek Sveka has to be that each Suffik has a different Cheshbin entirely, this idea, Lecha Ora, is true according to Taisus and Daf Tes and Ksubas, but the Rambam does not require a Svek Sveka HaMishapech. That's the first Tikkun Torah. Okay. How do you know the Rambam doesn't require Svek Sveka HaMishapech? So the Rambam in Yisurei Bia in Perek, no, not in Yisurei Bia, the Rambam in, let's see something. Basically, the Rambam denies the concept. I'm just forgetting the Marimakom now. But the Rambam denies the concept that Pitui Katana is Ones. So, the two answers there in Ksubas Daftes, for the Rambam can't possibly require that you have a Sveik Sveika Hamis Hapech. There's a long Magid Mishnah that if I'd find it, I should have written this down. Okay, I'll have to find it after. I apologize. The Lechem V'Simla points out that the Magid Mishnah proves from the Rambam that the Rambam does not require Svek Sveika Hamis Hapich, and that could be the background behind this Kesef Mishnah. That's the first point. Now, the Taz over here feels that this entire Svek Sveika is not good at all. Zok de Taz, right, in Sifkatim Beis, Kevon de Rov Dam Sheyotze Me Ha'isha She'ein Lamaka Asi Mimakar Lo Nechshav Zaya L'Safek Klal. Says the Taz, this is not really a Safek, because Rov is Mevarer that most dam that women see comes from the Makar. Aye, in Simen Kuf Pei Zayin Se'if Hei, the Ramah uses a Svek Sveika. Right, Kuf Pei Zayin Se'if Hei is talking about a case of a woman who's potentially Roa Dam Achmas Tashmish. And right, we spoke about the 77 lucky winners. So if there's a maka that the woman has, suffik that the dam comes from the makar or from the tzadim, so we're told that it came from the maka mikoach svek sveka. Suffik min ha-tzadim min ha-makar. Im timtzalom min ha-makar, suffik min ha-maka. So over there we are told that it came from the Makkah. Because maybe the dam came in Hatzdadim. Maybe it came from the Makar. And even if it came from the Makar, maybe it's dam Makkah, not regular Nida blood. So that's a Svek Sveika to be Mako on a woman who has a Makkah that we're not going to treat it like Roa Dam Achmas Tashmish. So the Taz is bothered. He says, one second. How can you use a Svek Sveika over there? I thought we're saying that you don't have a Svek Sveika. So Taz says, no. Over there you have a Makkah. And because you have a Makkah, that's why we can use the Svek Sveika. Right? In other words, the Taz holds that dam that comes from the woman is presumably min ha-makar, because Rov dam comes from the makar. Unless there's a maka. When there's a maka, if I'm bleeding, it could be most of the blood is coming from the wound. I correct the Taz. How come in Kuf Pei Zayin Se'if Hei, the Ramo uses a Svek Sveika? Right? I'm saying that there's no Svek Sveika by women because the dam came from the makar based on the rove. So he says, no, in that case, there's a maka. Correct? That's what the Taz says. Now, there's a few problems with this Taz. Problem one with the Taz is the Torah Hashlomim's problem. The Torah Hashlomim says, what are you timing? That Rov Dam in the woman came from the Makar. But Rov Dam also comes Behargasha. So can't you say that the fact that she didn't have a Hargasha ruins the Rov that it came from the Makar? And therefore, the Torah Shlomim defends the Kesef Mishnah is Kasha, that it's a Svek Sveka. Another problem with the with the way the Taz says it is the Taz says, oh, by the woman in Simin Kuf Pei Zayin, since there's a Maka, so therefore you don't have the fact that Rov Dam comes from the Makar. But the Torah Hashlamim asks on the Taz, but still it's all the same suffix. Right? The suffix is the Stam in HaMakar or not? The fact that there's a Maka, right, doesn't really change anything. It still is the same suffix. Now again, I find Svek Sveka stuff very hard to understand. And looking at your faces, I see that you are having probably more difficulty than I'm having. We're trying. But the Kesef Mishnah is Kasha, that it's a Svek Sveka. Then the Kesef Mishnah gives two answers. The Taz says, what do you mean? It's not really a Svek Sveka, because you have Rove. Torah HaShlamim says, no, you don't have Rove, because if it's a Rove, then it would be with Hargasha also. That's really the discussion that we're trying to get to. Now, perhaps there's a nafgamina over here as follows. A nafgamina, whether I hold of the Kesef Mishnah's answers to the Kesef Mishnah's Kasha or the Taz's answer. Remember, right, the Kesef Mishnah says, answer one, that it's an Isser Chamor, which probably means Kares. Answer two, that Mehecha Tesi Yud Bitola on something else, she Beshuk Shel Tavachim Lo Avra. Both answers of the Kesef Mishnah seem to have some evidence in the Gemara. The Gemara Daf Gimel, in the context of Beis Shammai, says that Beis Shammai is going to be Machmir because Rishuk Shel Tavachim Lo Avra. Haidam Mehechi Asya. Right? That sounds like answer two of the Kesef Mishnah. Answer one of the Kesef Mishnah, that we should be Machmir because Nidah's an Isser Chamor. Answer two of the Kesef Mishnah, the Torah HaShlamim notes, that has a little bit of evidence from a Gemara Nun Tes. The Gemara Nun Tes basically speaks about, when we talk regarding Ksamim, we say that lo lahakel al divrei Torah amru, ela lahachmir. No? Something like that. Now, what's going on over there? So says the right? Says the Torah HaShlamim that what lahachmir al divrei Torah means is that we don't want to be makel by a nida gemura. Hay de gazer rabbanan ksamim lahachmir al divrei Torah shelo lahakel benida gemura. Right? That's the Rashi on Nun Tes. Meaning that the concern for ksamim is always that we want to be more machmir, that we're choshesh, that maybe you're going to be a mechoshish, that maybe you're going to be a nida gemura, especially since according to Rashi, the concern of ksamim is doma argasha. So we're worried that you're going to be a full-fledged nida. Once there's some concern that you're going to be a full-fledged nida, so then we have to say that we're machmir on ksamim, even though there's a potential svek sveka, because any possibility that you're nida gemura is enough to be machmir. That's what the Torah HaShlamim says. But hayotze. Kesef Mishnah has his two answers to the question of a svek sveka. And the Taz has his answer that Rov Dam comes from the Makar. Look in the Pizchei Tshuva Sifkat and Beis. Pizchei Tshuva Sifkat and Beis quotes a tshuva of the Panim Me'iros. That Ksamim is only on Beged Ha'isha, but if you find a Kesem but Beged Ha'ish, even La'achar Tashmish, it's not a Kesem. and we're mekel. In other words, categorically, we are going to be mekel on ksamim on the guy's clothing. And then he quotes from the Amudei Or, right, the Rabbi Chio Heller of Vakasha Vikak, whatever, asked a question that the Panemiros is against a Tosefta. You see, the Panemiros is saying that fundamentally there's no such thing as Ksamim Beged Ha'ish. They ask a question on the Panemiros, but one second, we have a Tosefta in Nida, in Perek Vav Halacha Yud Beis, where the Tosefta writes Beferish that there is Ksamim. It's in my Gemara, it's on page 94, Tosefta Perek Vav Halacha Yud Beis, Nimtza Al-Chamiha, Bina Yoshev Betzida, Harezu Timea, Mipnesha Mishapech. Right? That you find dam on her father-in-law, and the son is next to her. It's Timea, because it's Mishapech, because they turned around. In other words, that this beged just gets flipped all over. V'lo abna bilvad amru, ela kol adam, ela shedibru chachomim behove. So the Tosefta speaks about a case that you find dam on the beged of her father-in-law or her son. Now, and she's Temeya. So comes along the Amud Ayar, he says, oh, well, you see that you're Temeya when the dam is found on a man's begadim, that's against the Panemiros. Okay. Well, some people point out that this whole Tosefta makes no sense. What's she doing in bed with her father-in-law? Like, it ain't normal, no? That's not the way things work. So the Gra changes the girsa in the Tosefta. Instead of Nimtza al-Chamiha, it's Nimtza al-Chaluk bina ha-Shochev betzida. That it's found on her son's beged. Okay, that's a little bit better. But they point out that once you're saying that the girsa in the Tosefta doesn't make sense, so maybe we should change the word Temeya to Tahura in the Tosefta. And then the Maharsham in the Tshuva, in Chelak Aleph Siman Kuf Samach Gimel, the Maharsham says, he's like discussing a kesem that's found on a man's begotten, and he quotes that, yeah, it's against the Tosefta, but first of all, any Tosefta that's not quoted in Chas doesn't have much credibility. And he says, look at the Rush in the 8th parak of Yuma, Simin Hay. Since Yom Kippur is coming up, so I decide to look in the Rush, 8th parak of Yuma, Simin Hay. The Gemara has a suffix, right, that you're allowed on Yom HaKippurim. One of the Isurim in Yom HaKippurim is Rechitza, no? What about if you have to walk through a river of on Yom Kippur? Are you allowed to do that? So the Mishnah says, if Yacholeich lahakbil p'nei aviv or p'nei rabbo, it's okay. What about if you're going not to meet your Rebbe, you're going to meet your Talmud? Is that okay also? That's a suffix in the Gemara. There's a Beferish HaTosefta that it's okay. But the Rush quotes that even though it's a Beferish Tosefta that it's okay, the fact that Shas doesn't quote that Tosefta to be Poshet the Suffolk shows that the Talmud Bavli is not relying on that Tosefta. And says the Maharsham by us, the same idea. The fact that Talmud Bavli does not quote this Tosefta shows that we don't hold of this Tosefta, and therefore you can be make on a kesem that's found on a man's clothing. In the Shevet HaLevi, in Oshei, in Kuf Tzadi Se'if Aleph, Oshei, the Shiurim of the Shevet HaLevi quotes that when someone spoke to the Divrei Chayim, the Tzanzarov, about a shayla of a kesem on a man's beged, and they were discussing the Tosefta, so the Tzanzarov started to laugh. He said, of course we're mekel like the Panim Me'iros. Now, what's the Hesber? Why should I be mekel like the Panim Me'iros? So, the Pashtus, I thought, and the Shevet HaLevi says it, is that according to the Taz, I know why I would be mekel like the Panim Me'iros. Remember, the Taz says that the reason to be machmir on ksamim, and not to treat any kesem, or not to treat every kesem, like a spek sveka, is because rov dam comes from the makar. No? Most of the time when a woman finds blood, it comes from her uterus. But if I find blood on myself, I'm a guy. Most of the time when I bleed, it doesn't come from my uterus, no? So memela, right? A kesem on a man is really a spek sveka. Because maybe it came from her uterus, maybe it came from him, me alma, right? Maybe it came from her and not from her uterus. It's a bona fide spek sveka, right? On the woman, I could say, I don't have the spek sveka because of the robe, like the Taz says. But on the man, I don't have the robe, and therefore, right, l'cha'ora, the spek sveka should remain. So, the lumdus of the punim me'iros, to be mako on a kesem, the beged ha'ish, seems pretty reasonable, based on the Taz. What about according to the Kesef Mishnah's answers? Answer on the Kesef Mishnah is that you have to be machmir because it's an iser chamor. How does that play in? Right, the kesem is found on the ish. Is there an iser chamor? Again, hard to know, but maybe that would lend credibility to be machmir, that if you're going to tell me that whenever there's any possibility that it's dam min hamakar, you have to be machmir, so then maybe we'd be machmir on the kesem ha'ish also, according to answer one of the kesef mishnah. What about answer two of the kesef mishnah? That the reason why we don't treat it like a svek sveka is because the possibility that the dam came me'alma is not a real possibility because she didn't walk b'shuk shel tabachim. So I saw in the Badei HaShulchan, the Five of Cohen says, maybe you could say about the woman that she didn't walk in the shuk shel tabachim, but by the guy, you always have the possibility that he did walk in the shuk shel tabachim, he just forgot. You see, for women, if she would have walked in the shuk shel tabachim, she would remember. Because women are always sensitive to becoming nidos. And she knows, had I walked in the shuk shel tabachim, I would remember. But a guy, maybe he walked in the shuk shel tabachim and he doesn't remember. This is what we call in halacha, milsa d'loramya alei de'inish, ovid v'lo adaite. But it's something that's not relevant for me, so maybe I do it, and I'm not paying attention. So by the guy, it's entirely possible he walked through the shuk shel tabachim. Oh. Now, what's interesting about what the Badei HaShulchan is saying as the svar of the Panim Me'iros, that will be meiko on the guy, right? By the woman, I can't be meiko because had she walked through shuk shel tabachim, she'd remember. But by the guy, maybe he walked through shuk shel tabachim and he doesn't remember. That's applying the sort of milsa de l'ramya alei de'inish le hakel. No? Usually the sort of milsa de l'ramya alei de'inish is a svara le hachmir. No? Maybe, right, let's say I have a knife, a shechita knife, and my knife has a nick in it. So if I'm aware of the nick in the knife, I could be careful and say that I shechted shelo keneged the nick of the knife, no? If I'm not aware of it, so Milsa de l'Ramya alei de'inish tells me I have to be machmir. And maybe the part of the knife that has the nick in it cut the simanim, and that would make, right, there are five psulim of shechita, no? Shehiya jirasa chalada hagraman ikor. Ikor, right, shehiya means that you delay in the middle of the shechita. Jirasa means pressure instead of cutting. Chalada is that you shecht like underneath, right? Hagrama is that you're shechting in the wrong part of the neck, basically. And ikur is that you have a nick in the knife, according to Taisvis, and it's ripping the simanim rather than cutting them. So nicks in the knife, that's like the real issue by Shechita. If you know that the knife has a nick, you could say, I know for sure I shechted shelo keneged the nick. But if you don't know, so similarly in normal Yoredeya, in like Basar B'cholov, if I have a spoon, that a milchiger ben yomo spoon, that I stick in a pot of meat, so now I have to be Mishair Shishim. So how much of the spoon did I stick in the pot? No? Presumably, Milsa Dolo Ramya Ale De Inish would tell me that you're not sure. Maybe you stuck the whole spoon in, or as much of the spoon as Rebbe Kiva Eger points out, that usually people use spoons, the round part of the spoon gets stuck in, and not the handle, or at least not the handle beyond a certain point. Right? But the Svaras of Milsa Dolo Ramya Ale De Inish are Svaras Lahachmir. To use Milsa Dolo Ramya Ale De Inish Lahakel, I think, is interesting. Okay, so Hayotze, what we have is as follows. The Panim Iro says it's no ksam in the Begeh Ha'ish. This is reasonable according to the Taz's Mahalach. According to the Kesef Mishnah's approaches, it depends which approach of the Kesef Mishnah I take. Approach one would lead in the direction that Lechor we should be Machmir on the Kesef Begeh Ha'ish. Approach on the Kesef Mishnah. Approach two of the Kesef Mishnah, Revival Cohen suggests, maybe there's room to be Mekal on, because maybe we could say Milsa de Loramya Alei de Inish. However, I'm not convinced that Milsa de Loramya Alei de Inish is going to... I'm not convinced that Milsa de Loramya Alei de Inish will be a Svara Lahakel. Because I think Milsa de Loramya Dilo Ram Ya'aleh is more of a Svara Lahachmir. Now, maybe what we should do is next time we learn, we'll talk a little bit about the Ravid Bal HaEshkol and the Dechia to the Ravid, the Bal HaSagos' questions on the Bal HaEshkol. I just wanted to kind of get into this. This happens to be a very difficult sugya, these Svek Sveka issues. And it's a fast day, so this might have been a mistake to try to have this conversation today, but we're doing the best that we can. You have a comment? Okay, Chevra. So let's break now, and I think Minchas at 1:30, right?